The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Work it back around the perimeter. Open three on that left side. It is no good for Dojo. Long rebound by Carney High. Pass up ahead. And Stiffen, after the rebound, is able to get it up to Snyder. And Snyder lays it up and in.
Tonight, an old rivalry is renewed in Kearney as the Kearney High Bearcats battle the Grand Island Islanders. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Bounce pass on that left side. Shot's no good. Tipped out of there. Schreiner comes up with it. Gives it for Damian Austin. Austin, bounce pass. Layup. Gonna be good. Great ball movement there as David Erickson comes up with the easy bucket.
Grand Island hits the road after hosting North Platte last night, while Kearney returns home following yesterday's doubleheader with Omaha Bryan. It's the Islanders and Bearcats coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcar live from Kearney High School right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Top of the Hill as Kearney High trying to finish off the doubleheader sweep here in girls and boys basketball here on ESPN 1460. The girls had no problem with the Islanders, 73-41. Well, it may not be quite as easy for the boys as they come in with a record of 2-10. They'll be taking on the Islanders, who are 3-9 on the season. But again, only 2-10 are the Bearcats, but they did pick up a big road win last night in Omaha against Bryan, and they're hoping to build that momentum and bring it into tonight's game in what is always a hotly contested game. And these two teams very evenly matched. They both like to do a lot of the same things. They'll pressure the ball. They'll try to score in transition. And again, the size differential between these two teams, not a whole lot, as again, this can be a great matchup. Always is a lot of fun when Kearney High and Grand Island get together in almost anything. And certainly that'll be the case here tonight in boys basketball. After the Lady Bearcats kind of set the tone with a comfortable win, we'll see whether or not the boys can continue their fortunes against the Islanders tonight. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're going to take a quick break when we come back. The starters for the Islanders and the Bearcats coming up right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. The Bearcats playing host to the Islanders. Let's give you the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. And for the Islanders, as we mentioned, they come in with a record of 3-9. Their starters are Pierce Allman, a 6'2 junior, who is definitely the guy that Kearney High wants to really slow down and stop tonight. Tanner Shuck is 6 foot tall and a junior. Jacob Morrow, 6 foot tall senior. Machal Chold, a 6'6 senior. Trevor Wadalevich is 6'4 and a senior for head coach Jeff Hofeld. For the Kearney High Bearcats, their starters are Damian Austin, who had a great night last night. He is a 5'8 senior, and he's averaging about 14.3 points per ball game. Peyton Pocock is a 6'1 junior, and Pocock on the season averaging just a little bit short of 5 points per ball game. David Erickson, 6 foot tall senior, averaging 5.1 points a game. Dakota Schreiner, a 5'11 senior, is averaging 6.8 points a game. And the big guy in the middle, Brian Hart, is a 6'3 junior, and he's averaging 5.8 points and 4 rebounds a game. Here for head coach Scott Steinbrook, varsity assistant Chris Pocock, Dave Zimmer's JV coach, and PJ O'Neill, also an assistant coach here for the Bearcats, who come in with a record of 2-10. Your starting lineup is brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. We'll take one more quick little break here. We'll be back and continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show. We come back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
And welcome back. Here is Kearney High taking on Grand Island in boys basketball. The Islanders come in 3-9. They lost at home last night against North Platte, while the Bearcats hit the road and picked up a win at Omaha. Bryan, big night last night for the senior Damian Austin. And again, at halftime of the girls game, we talked about it a little bit with Scott Steinbrook, the head coach of the Bearcats. He said really the main goal is to kind of slow down Pierce Allman. Allman is averaging 20 points or so here for the Islanders. And if you slow down him, there's a fairly good chance you'll slow down that Islander offense enough that you'll be in pretty good shape. So they need to really make sure that they attack him. And again, rebounding, a very, very important key here for the Islanders. So for Kearney High against the Islanders. So the stats we're kind of keeping an eye on that Coach Steinbrook said that we need to really have as the keys to the game will be also the rebounding margin, as well as how these two teams shoot from outside in the perimeter on and near the the three-point lines for on both ends of the court. So once again, the Islanders and the Bearcats getting ready to go things here, as the Islanders will be introduced first, and then the Bearcats will be introduced here in just a little bit. Islanders in their black road uniforms. They have a little bit of purple piping, but they have gold numbers with gold lettering out there. It says Islanders across the front. And for the Bearcats, of course, they'll be in their familiar home white uniforms. And the student body for the Bearcats in red tonight, as it's American Heart Association night. If you come to the game, they'll have some T-shirts for sale in the foyer to kind of help with awareness for heart health issues. And at halftime, we're even going to have a CPR demonstration coming up here during today's game. So they'll sell you some red if you want to find it. Most of the adults are wearing the traditional blue here tonight, but the Rowdies very well decked out representing here at American Heart Association, as they are in red tonight. Well, you can tell from the roar, the Bearcats being introduced on their home floor here against the Islanders from Grand Island. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech, your yield leader. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're going to take one last break. When we come back, we'll have a tip between the Islanders and the Cats when we come back right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And the rivalry is renewed as the opening tip here as the Islanders win the tip against Kearney High. So possession arrow points to the Bearcats. Islanders with offense here as they get it inside for Machol Chol. Turnaround jumper over the top of Art, and he'll score. So Machol Chol with a basket, and he'll come up with a loose ball. There was going to be a foul on the Islanders. Dribbling through was Damian Austin. He lost the ball. And Austin then trying to get the ball back will commit the foul. So foul on Kearney High, their first possession, and a turnover. And Machol Chol with a strong move for the Islanders, shooting over the top of Arp. Arp's got the size advantage, but the height advantage belongs to Machol Chol. Quick jumper by Allman, no good. Chol with the tip, and he went over Arp's back. Arp did a good job of getting that position. And Chol goes over the back, and the Rowdies with the chance of you can't do that as he commits his first foul. So one team foul apiece as Kearney's still looking for their first points of the evening. They trail it 2-0 here. This is just their second possession. On the dribble, Damian Austin. Austin will give it to Schweiner. Pocock's gone at top of the circle. Will enter it inside for Arp. Arp, post move, takes it high off glass. It was about three-quarters of the way down, and it pops out of there. And Morrow will pull down the rebound here for the Islanders. Pass through the lane. Grant Allen turns it over. Coming up with the loose ball is going to be Pocock. He gets it up ahead to Schreiner in transition, and he'll drive in underneath, and he scores. So Schreiner with a strong drive, and he lays it up and in. So here's Allman, and they'll work it inside for Machol Chol. Gets it back out. Here's Allman for three. It's no good. And snagging the rebound for the Cats is going to be Erickson. So Erickson comes up with the rebound, and they'll get it back out for Schreiner. Schreiner looks to the inside, doesn't want to shoot over top of the defense, gets it to Pocock. Pocock kicks it off on the left side here for Erickson. Erickson drives and cuts back in and flips it up and in. He was underneath the basket and was able to kind of lean in and float it up. Couldn't use the glass because he couldn't get there. So the Cats now have their first lead of the ball game. They lead it 4-2. And with it is Shuck. Shuck gives it off on the baseline. Bonalewski's jumper is up, no good. Art pulls down the rebound as he'll kick the ball up ahead here. So Art with the rebound, gets it to Pocock, and Pocock hits a three-pointer. Peyton Pocock strokes it in, and Kearney with seven straight points, and in transition, a three by Allman. It's no good. Arp pulls down the rebound. And again, Kearney High on the run. They get it up ahead, off glass. It's going to go up and in. Nice pass up ahead for Erickson, and timeout, Islanders. Kearney High, nine straight points, and they lead it 9-2 with 5:36 to go in the first quarter. Timeout, Islanders. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
In the market for late model pre-owned car, SUV, or pickup, come to Crossroads Ford in Kearney. They have all kinds of 2011, 2012, and 2013s in stock. Many brands to choose from. All have multi-point inspection and are priced to sell fast. Here's just a few. A new body 2013 Ford Fusion SE four-doors with low miles. 2012 Ford Focus SE or SEL. 11 Kia Soul with under 25,000 miles. 13 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive under 20,000 miles. 2011 Chevy Avalanche 4x4. 2012 Volkswagen Passat SE four-door. They will deal. They want trade-in. Stop and see them today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Cats on a 9-0 run here. Islanders call the timeout, and they bring in the offensive zone. Shuck on the dribble. We'll get it now between the circles for Jacob Morrow. Morrow's pass off the mark. Turnover, Islanders. So Kearney with that 9-2 lead, a 7-point lead, and they'll bring in the offensive zone. Damien Austin gives it on the right side here for Schreiner. Schreiner backing out. Allman with that zone defense will put a little pressure on the ball. Gets it out for Pocock. Back out for Schreiner. Schreiner gets it at the elbow. And that's Erickson. Turnaround jumper from 15 feet. Good. Well, they left him open. Just nothing fancy about that. He just kind of caught it, pivoted, noticed he had enough time to get up the shot, and he hit a 15-foot jumper. 11-0 run for the Cats. Right wing. Here's Morrow working back around the perimeter to Shuck. Gives it back out for Allman. Allman with a penetration. Little floater off glass. No good. Rebound tipped out. Damian Austin knocked it around. It goes off the Islanders and out of bounds. Kearney High will maintain. Will get the basketball here after the Islanders can't get their hands on it. So Kearney comes up with the rebound. And with 4:44 to go, we'll see if Kearney can keep this offensive pressure going up. They get it to Erickson. 15-foot jumper. No good. And Chol is able to pull down the rebound for the Islanders. Pass up ahead, and we've got an extra step by the Islanders. Chol had it, but he turns the ball over. And the Islanders will make a substitution. Checking in, Lane Ewing. Ewing will come in here for Morrow. So Kearney with that 11-2 lead. They've scored 11 straight points here. Schreiner facing that zone. They'll kick it out. Damien Austin will fire a three. Back of the iron, no good. And that rebound taken out by Schreiner. So Schreiner keeps the possession going. Now a three-pointer on that left side. Up and good. So Schreiner got the rebound, kicked it out, got it back, and then was able to stroke in the three-pointer. 14 straight points here, and the Islanders turn the ball over. And we've got a reach. Gummy whistled on the Islanders trying to get the ball back. Damien Austin stepped in and stole the ball on the baseline. And Shuck then commits the foul. So we're midway through the first quarter, and Kearney High scoring 14 straight points. Erickson will kick it out to Pocock. He'll fire a three, and he hits a three. They just got at the elbow, fired it into the corner for Pocock. He strokes in the three-pointer. Ewing has the dribble. He'll give it between the circles here for Shuck. Shuck works it off on the left wing here for Wadalevich. Little screen as Allman now will kick it. Ball fake here for Wadalevich. He shoots it up high. No good. Offensive rebound in underneath. The Islanders lose the ball out of bounds. It was deflected. And the Grand Island coaching staff wants a hold called, and none's coming. Looked like that ball was almost a jump ball, but the last to touch it was the Islanders, so Kearney High gets possession of the basketball here. Erickson's going to step back. He's going to fire a three, and why not? He strokes it in as well. David Erickson with the three. 20 straight points here for Kearney High. They lead it 20-2, and Allman will give it up on the right side, back around the perimeter. Shuck gives it. Now Allman on the baseline. Will shoot over the top of Pocock. A fadeaway. It's no good. Schreiner pulls down the rebound. And here comes Kearney High in transition. Erickson, jump stop, flips it off glass. No good. Scholl will pull down the rebound. After Kearney High missed the shot, and we work it up ahead here. They give it back out here for Shock. He'll fire a tough three. Too strong. Schreiner is able to pull down another rebound, and they'll flip it to Pocock in the corner and can't make the connection. Kearney turns it over. As they try to maybe go a little bit too fast. 2:30 to go, and checking in for Kearney High here in the first quarter is going to be Brian Burchill. And Chol is going to come out of the game. Machol. As Joe Houston checks in, and he'll bring it in the offensive zone. He gives it off left side here for Ewing. Ewing gives it right side for Houston. Back out for Ewing. He'll give it to Allman. Nope, he fakes the pass to Allman. And we'll give it out right side. And we've got a pushing foul that's whistled on the Bearcats.
Foul number 44, Brady Johnson.
And the foul, well, they're trying to get it to Chol Bell. And it's going to be a foul on Kearney High. And that's going to come on Brady Johnson, checked in just a little bit ago. They get it inside for Bell. He's working against Johnson. Johnson right there with him. And Allman gets it now top of the circle. He's working against Schreiner. Schreiner right there on Allman. And his job is shut down Allman. And he's done a nice job of that so far. Chuck will give it to Bell on that backside. Kicks it out. Here's Allman for three. It is well short. And Kearney High comes up with the basketball. Snagging the bow on that backside is Burchill. And they get it inside now for Johnson. Johnson backing in. He'll kick it back out for Damian Austin with a minute 40 to go. Around the perimeter we go as Burchill has it. Gives it off for Schreiner on that left side. Schreiner gives it to Johnson. Johnson, 17-foot jumper from the free throw line. And it is no good. And Bell pulls down the rebound. So Bell pulls down the rebound. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. Three-pointer up and good. Shuck got it in rhythm and stepped into the three-pointer as it was really in transition that the Islanders were able to stroke it in. So Kearney gives it to Austin Mischew. Mischew will give it off on the right side for Dakota Schreiner. Schreiner kicks it back out. Top of the circle with his Damian Austin. Austin gets a screen, drives, and he'll be fouled on the way to the basket. And they're going to give the foul to Shuck. And that will be the second foul on Shuck. He was there, also number 33, right there with him, Lane Ewing. And the free throw by Damian Austin is no good. But he'll have one more coming up here. The foul is actually on number 33. They were both right there. And so I'll have to make that change here in a little bit. The foul is actually on Lane Ewing. And I got one too many foul here for Shuck. We'll just... Lane Ewing. That's danger having 3 and 33 in the same spot. They motioned it, and the announcer thought that it was 33. And I followed his lead. That was my mistake. Second free throw is good for Damian Austin, and it's 22-5. With the basketball, this is going to be Ewing. Ewing working against Mischew, kicks it off on the left side for Shuck. Shuck's three's no good. Rebound to the Islanders as they come up with a loose ball. They'll work it back around the perimeter. Driving here is going to be Ewing. Ewing flips, and Beal keeps the ball alive, but Mischew comes up with it. Pass up ahead for Pocock. Pocock reverse layup, no good, but Damian Austin flies in there, and he'll put in the putback. Wow, that was athletic. The catch and the shot by Pocock, athletic enough after the pass by Mischew. And then that putback was a thing of beauty. 6 seconds left. With the dribble here is Joe Houston. Houston kicks it off right side. Three-pointer at the buzzer from 30 feet up and good for the Islanders. Tanner Shuck got the ball a lot farther away from the basket than what he wanted, but he was able to stroke it in over the top of the defense. And that three-pointer will make it after one quarter play. Kearney High 24 and Grand Island 8. We'll head to the second quarter. We come back right after this.
No, Mom, it's Josh. name.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Welcome back here. As Kearney has possession of the basketball first and on the inbounds, we have a foul that is whistled on the Islanders. That'll be on Jacob Morrow. That will be his first. He's basically ran through a screen. Schreiner has it. He'll get it on the baseline here for Arp. He is well behind where he's feeling comfortable with it. Now the backdoor cut. Arp's got it. We'll try the reverse layup. No good. The tip up and good for David Erickson. So Erickson was able to make the tip. And Kearney with a 26-8 lead. They had a 22-point run. And now they knock the ball loose, and it's a steal. Damian Austin comes up with a steal. Long outlet pass, but slowing it down is going to be Pocock, who gives it back to Austin. Back out for Schreiner, who's got it top of the circle. He's used his dribble, so he'll give it to Damian Austin. And Scott Steinbrook will direct traffic a little bit, tell him what to run here. And they give it to Schreiner on that left side. He's facing man-to-man pressure by Jacob Morrow. Pocock, right wing, will give the ball off to Erickson. Erickson back out for Austin. Arp's got it about 15 feet away off the screen. Here's a three-pointer for Dakota Schreiner. Schreiner's three will not fall. And coming out of there with the rebound is going to be Houston for Grand Island. So Houston still has the dribble. And he'll give it off on the right wing here for Jacob Morrow. Morrow on the baseline, picked up by Schreiner. Gets it out for Machol Chol. He'll take it in the lane. His shot's no good, and he goes over the back on the rebound. So Machol Chol misses the shot and then commits the foul. Arp was there and in great position. We'll give him credit for a rebound, and then Chol, trying to get the ball, commits the foul. And for Chol, that is going to be his second foul. So they're going to bring him out of the ball game. Damian Austin gets the ball inbounded by David Erickson to him. Austin gets a screen by Arp. They roll it. Arp was there momentarily. Now they'll lob it in Arp. Arp with the shot off glass. No good. Gets his own rebound. And that one he'll score. So he missed the first, but he makes the putback. And it's 28-8. Kearney with their largest lead of the ball game. Driving is Allman. Allman will fade away. No good. Rebound in underneath. Shot won't fall, and we got a foul. Bartolovic comes up with the rebound, but he missed the putback. But he will go to the free throw line and have a couple of shots there as he was fouled by Schreiner. And the free throw is no good. So 27-8 right now as the second free throw is up and good. So on the dribble here is going to be Damian Austin. Gets it down low for Arp, and then Arp is fouled. He made a nice catch. Had the ball knocked out of his hands, though, by Pierce Allman. So that's six as a team. He was not in the act of shooting. He was in the act of catching the ball. Or no, they're going to say that he was trying to go up with it. So we will have two shots here. So Arp will have two free throws. And the first one rolls around and is no good. Score remains 28-9. Second free throw by Arp is up and good.
Second free throw good.
So Arp hits the free throw. And Kearney High now has a 20-point lead once again. On the elbow, Ewing, he'll put up a jumper. It's no good. Arp pulled down the rebound. And we'll see whether or not he committed a foul in the process.
Also number 35, Dakota Schreiner.
It's going to be on Dakota Schreiner. That's now four fouls as a team on the Bearcats. Second personal foul on Schreiner. So the Islanders will inbound it, and they get it for Morrow. Little ball fake from the elbow. Olevich, his shot won't fall, and then we got a foul on the rebound by Morrow. So the Islanders missed the shot, and then they go over the back on the rebound. And that's going to be seven fouls, yeah, on the Islanders. So Arp, he knew that, even though they hadn't sent him to the free throw line. He was walking to the free throw line the entire way. As the foul on Morrow is his second, seven as a team now on the Islanders. So Kearney High will step to the line, and the free throw rolls around and is no good for Arp. Just couldn't get that one to roll around. And the rebound out of there is Allman. Houston with the dribble, gives it right side for Wadalevich. Wadalevich kicks it in. Now we'll cut through. Post move, shot no good here for Morrow. Morrow gets his own rebound, and that one he'll take off glass. He missed the first, but he does make the second. And it's 5 minutes left to go here in the first half. Schreiner on the dribble. We'll give it off on the left side for Erickson. Erickson will fire that baseline jumper, no good. Long rebound coming out with it there is going to be Ewing. Ewing has it and gives it off here for Houston. Houston in the offensive zone. And Houston will drive, shot no good. Arp pulls down the rebound. So Arp with the rebound after that miss. And now Damian Austin splits the defense. He'll lay it up and in. Just that quick step. They kind of miscalculated how fast he was, and he was able to just weave his way through the Islanders, and the lead is 20. Ball fake in the lane, and Allman has his first point of the ball game. Pierce Allman has 2 points now with 4:18 to go, and Erickson in transition. Schreiner in transition missed the shot, and the rebound taken out of there by Allman. Inside, Arp puts the defense on. They'll work it back around the perimeter. Three-pointer top of the key, no good. Rebounded by Schreiner, as Schreiner is able to pull down the rebound after Grand Island missed the three, and now Kearney High is going to call a timeout. 3:59 to go, second quarter. Bearcats lead it 31-13. We'll take a quick break. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
Going to Bowling and Central, three good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. The Bearcats right now looking pretty good. They lead it 31-13. We're midway through the second quarter. They called the timeout. And we'll see what they got set up here. Damian Austin's going to fire a three in transition. He's going to stroke the three. I don't know if that's what they drew up, but by goodness, it sure worked. As Austin strokes it in, he's now got 8 points in the ballgame. On the dribble here is going to be Shuck. Shuck's pass stolen away by Mishu. So Kearney High makes the steal, and Mishu will hand it off here for Damian Austin. And Austin will give it top of the circle here for Burchill. Austin will get, Damian Austin will get a little screen here, but Chol Bell will come up, and Allman will make the steal. Allman gets the ball back. He's going to step back for a three in transition, and he hit the three. Pierce Allman was able to make the steal and then stroke in that three-pointer as the pass was back out by Trevor Wadalevich, and he was able to get down low, get the defender, then kick it back out for Allman, who scores in transition. Pocock working against some pressure here by Shuck. Gives it top of the circle for Damian Austin. Brady Johnson sets the screen. Now Austin will fire a three, and he hits the three. Hit the back of that iron, but he had such good shooter's touch on it that Damian Austin was able to stroke it in. 37-16. In the lane is Morrow. Shoots over the top of Mishu, and it's stuck between the glass and the rim, and Mishu will tip it out of there. That is a jump ball. Alternating possession, the Islanders have the ball pointing their direction, have the arrow pointing their direction. So the Islanders missed the shot, but in a sense get a team rebound. And they inbound it here for Chol Bell. Bell, high dribble, Mishu tipping it around. It is in the hands of Morrow. Morrow penetrates, kicks it out. Now here's Stewart. Stewart's shot no good for Colton Stewart, but there is a foul on Kearney High. And that will be a little reach here on Austin Mishu.
Number 44, Brady Johnson.
Well, check that. They gave it to Brady Johnson. Hold on there. We'll double check that. They said Brady Johnson. And they, now they're talking with the... Yeah, now they're saying it is. The foul was on, they're correcting it. They did give the foul to Mishu. All right, Morrow at the free throw line. Missed the first free throw. And he'll make
second.
The second.
Free throw is good. The last foul is number 43.
So it is now 37-17. Kearney leads it by 20. And with it on that far side is Mishu, and this time he's fouled. Morrow trying to go after the ball. Fouls the sophomore. And to the free throw line is going to be Austin Mishu. And Mishu on the season, 11 of 24 from the free throw line, so he's shooting about 45%. And into the game is number 45, Blaine Morrow for Grand Island. As Morrow picks up his third foul, and Mishu here has the front end of a 1-and-1. And it is up and good. That'll earn him the bonus. Don't forget, coming up here in just a little bit, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. That'll come up in about 2 minutes and 13 seconds. Second free throw up and good for the Cats. So Mishu hits the free throw, and in the offensive zone here is Allman. Allman gives it off left side for Stewart. Stewart gets it inside for Bell. He'll kick it out for Allman. Allman's going to fire a three, no good. And Brady Johnson snags the rebound here for Kearney High. And the pass up ahead, sliding down is Mishu to save the possession. And now with the dribble is Damian Austin. Austin has a seam, he'll drive, and he is fouled on his way to the basket. And that'll be a foul on the Islanders. And that'll be on number 45. Blaine Morrow. So Damian Austin with that penetration now will shoot two free throws. And the first one is up and good. Damian Austin, 78% free throw shooter. Minute 44 to go here before halftime. And the second free throw is good as well. So the Islanders have in the offensive zone. Bell will kick it out. There's Shuck. He'll fire the jumper. No good. Rebounded by Mishu. And on the dribble, it goes off of the foot of Chol Bell. So Mishu with the rebound. And the Islanders just are not getting things open up offensively. They've scored only 17 points with a minute 25 to go here before halftime. Pocock's got it top of the circle. They'll work it back around the perimeter. They get it in the hands momentarily of Erickson over there. And the jumper is up and no good. As Jake Waller put up the shot, it wouldn't fall a moment ago. And snagging the rebound here are the Islanders. So the Islanders have the basketball. And Allman driving past Pocock is fouled by Pocock. That's going to be his first personal foul. And that's now only six as a team on the Cats. So the Islanders will have to inbound it underneath their own basket. And going up high for it is Joel Bell. He'll kick it off here on the right side for Morrow. And Morrow has the ball tied up. Alternating possession rule will give the basketball over to Kearney High. So we'll move the arrow, give the Bearcats the basketball. A couple of sophomores out there right now for Kearney High. Austin Mishew has it. Waller is in the corner, and they will work it out to Arp instead. And they'll give it off left side. Pocock, he's going to fire a three. It's a little bit too strong. Waller fighting for the rebound, commits the foul.
Also number 24, Jake Waller.
So Jake Waller
first personal, 17
picks up his first foul. But that is seven as a team on Kearney High. So Stewart is going to go to the free throw line for the front end of the 1-1, and the free throw was up and no good. And Mishew had the rebound, and that had it tied up. So Islanders will get the basketball here. With 37.3 to go, Grand Island trails it 41-17, Kearney High. Back on defense, they'll inbound the ball here for Shuck. Shuck gets the top of the circle. Allman, he's going to fire a three. It's no good. And we got a foul on the rebound. As going over the back is going to be Joel Bell. Well, they're going to say the foul is on Morrow. In any event, it is a foul that's going to send Austin Mishew to the free throw line for two free throws, because that's now 10 fouls that have been whistled against the Islanders. 41-17, Bearcats defense doing a number here on the Islanders. Free throw is up and good.
First free throw in for the Bearcats, number 34, David Erickson.
So Mishew now with 3 points in the ball game. He's also got three rebounds as well. Free throw is up and good. So Mishew makes a couple of free throws, and that lead is out to 26, and there's 26 seconds to go before halftime. Pierce Allman on the bounce. And the bounce pass will give it off here for Shuck. Shuck, Damien Austin now will come up and closely guard him. Shuck's got the basketball. He'll back out near the paw at midcourt, and he'll get it to Bell. It's knocked loose by Arp. Mishew comes up with it. Damien Austin. And Austin now will kick it off on that left side. Three-pointer up. No good at the buzzer for Damien Austin. And that will do it for the first half of basketball. But it's been a good one here for Kearney High. They head to the locker room with a 43-17 lead after they force another Grand Island turnover late in the quarter. And the Bearcats head to the locker room, leading it by 26. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable, cut the cord, call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two. Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosa, another three, in and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. The Bearcats in control against their arch rivals from Grand Island. Cats lead at 43-17, and this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Well, first of all, let's get you caught up with what has taken place so far on our stations. As earlier today, we are right here on ESPN, you heard the Kearney High girls roll to the win against the Lady Islanders, 73-41. And now in the boys' game, the Bearcats lead it 43-17 here at intermission. And Scott Steinbrook mentioned to us before the game, during halftime of the girls' game, and said one of the keys to the game is kind of slow down Pierce Allman. Well, they've done a nice job of that. He did hit a stroke back three after a steal and then got a deuce. So he's got five total points here in the first half. And so nobody in double digits, nobody getting hot so far here for the Islanders, as Kearney High has done a great job defensively on Allman. One reason why they have a comfortable 26-point lead, because Allman is really kind of the key to the Islander offense, and they've done a good job making sure that he did not get off to a good start, and has kept Allman from shooting the ball very effectively to start the ball game. So that's what's happened earlier today right here on ESPN, the girls' game, and now the first half of the boys' game. And earlier on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Kearney High girls remained undefeated, beating one of the top teams in Class C2, Hastings St. Cecilia. They won that one fairly comfortably. They had a 10-point lead with about a minute left to go. I did not hear a final score, but I do know the Stars did win that game to remain undefeated on the year. And in the boys' game, St. Cecilia with a 49-40 win over Kearney Catholic. So Stars now back at that 500 mark on the season, and St. Cecilia with a nice 49-40 win on the road. And again, the St. Cecilia girls playing just a tough schedule. They're playing three straight undefeated teams. They went to overtime against Minden, the number one team in Class C1, and then they lose to the number two team in Class C1 tonight against Kearney Catholic. So tough road for them, and they've got a couple other games coming up here. They play undefeated Friend here in just a little bit as well. So they've got a real tough run, do the Lady Bluehawks. Here at halftime, it is 43-17, Kearney High with a comfortable lead over the Islanders. And don't forget that tomorrow, right here on ESPN, we'll have a couple of football games of note for you. We'll have both the AFC and the NFC championship games for you tomorrow. Coverage will begin around 1 o'clock for the Patriots and the Broncos, and then that'll be followed by the Niners and the Seahawks. And then on Monday, we'll have college basketball, Baylor and Kansas. That should be a great game as well. Tip-off is scheduled for 8, and the pregame will start around 7:45 for you as well. So that's what's coming up in the next few nights right here on ESPN. And we're still setting our high school basketball schedule for Monday. We may or may not have a game. I don't know if there's any in the area that we're going to go to, but I know on Tuesday, Kearney Catholic travels to Donovan Trumbull, and we'll have that doubleheader for you on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM as the Stars take on the Cardinals. Again, the Lupi Conference, very, very loaded, especially on the boys' side. A lot of balance in there. And Donovan Trumbull, the defending state champions in football, hoping to have enough success to do that in basketball as well. Right now, a nice little demonstration by the some of the rowdies here of CPR, as it is American Heart Association Day here. That's one reason why they're wearing all the red for the rowdies. Once again at halftime, Kearney High with a 43-17 lead over the Islanders. We'll take a quick break. We'll check the numbers. We come back right after this.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here. Let's check some of our numbers for you. Again, at halftime, 43-17, Kearney High with the lead over the Islanders. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Grand Island, who comes in with a record of 3-9 on the season. And again, they've done a great job of slowing down Pierce Allman, as Tanner Shuck is the leading scorer here at intermission. He's got 7 points at halftime. Pierce Allman with 5, Jacob Morrow with 3, and Mitchell Chole with 2 points in the ball game, and that's all the scoring here for the Islanders, as Kearney High has done a great job of kind of slowing them down. Unofficially, stats for you. Again, Kearney High leading at 43-17. Shooting from the field, 6 of 27 is Grand Island unofficially, while Kearney High is 14 of 23, and that's one reason why the Bearcats have a 43-17 lead here at intermission. And real quick, we'll have a chance to talk a little bit about the girls' game as we talk with Kearney High head girls' basketball coach, Jason Boyd. And Coach, hey, appreciate the time.
Thank you.
It's good to see you. I mean, you know, you get a little busy because the girls' JV game's going on, and you're involved in that. Fully understand. You guys came out and just 71 points. That is a tremendous offensive output for you guys tonight.
Yeah. We got down early 9-4, and I think we went on like an 18-0 run, and our trap got to them. We were three-quarters court early in the game, wanted to kind of extend our press a little bit, and they were beating it deep, and I think then we went more half court, and that's when all of a sudden we started getting lots of steals, lots of transition baskets. And our energy was good tonight. A week ago, we were a little flat on the Saturday night at home, and I thought tonight the energy was a lot better. Great crowd, great atmosphere. I think always helps that out a little bit. But, yeah, I thought great win for us because it's a team that just beat North Platte by 15 last week, a team that we've split with this year. Or last night they beat them by 15. So it's a big win for us.
Yeah, so you know Grand Island have been playing well. But, again, your guys' steals, and it really got your offense going. Not only do you get the points because you end up with layups on the other end, but it just kind of seemed like there was just a real good offensive rhythm started by the fact that you got a lot of points in transition.
Right, yeah. Anytime we score 70-some points, we're going to be getting some transition baskets for sure. But I think our kids did a good job taking care of the basketball, making good decisions, even when we got steals. If we didn't have it, we got it back out, ran stuff well. But we got great effort off the bench, too. You know, we had good contribution from a number of kids. Scoring 70-some points and having our leading scorer have 16 is we got a lot of contribution from a lot of kids.
Yeah, Abby Graham hit 3 three-pointers for you, and Lauren Spiker. I haven't seen her a lot this year, but boy, I was really impressed. She put out a lot of effort out there too. She gives a tremendous amount of energy.
Yeah, she played quite a bit. She's been doing it. It's one of those things we always tell kids. You know, JV games matter, and we watch JV. We see and we like kids to earn some varsity time, and she's earned it. She's been scoring a lot in JV. And so she's someone that can put the ball in the hole. And so we tried to get her in early last night in kind of a blowout win for us. But we got her in early intentionally last night, and we're kind of going to be intentional about getting her in tonight. And then she played well, and we went on a run with her in. And so she played a lot of minutes for us tonight.
And you have almost a full week of practice. Don't play till Friday night. What are some things you're going to be working on?
We got Lincoln East, pressure team. They like to full court. Trap, that kind of thing. So we'll be focused on them. We played pretty well tonight.
Yeah.
We usually work on ourselves the first couple of days of practice and really focus on the opponent after that.
Well, not a lot to work on when you score 71 and a pretty good defense out there as well.
Thank you.
Hey, Jason, appreciate the time.
Thanks.
Jason Boyd, the head girls basketball coach, as the Lady Bearcats win it comfortably tonight, 73-41. The boys are leading it 43-17 over the Islanders. We're going to take a quick 30-second break, and we'll give you some of the numbers for Kearney High. We come back right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here. Kearney High leading at 43-17. We'll have the basketball first to start the second half. Damien Austin, 13 points in the first half. David Erickson with 11. Peyton Pocock with 6. Dakota Schreiner, 5. Austin Mishu, 4. And Brian Arp, 4 here for the Bearcats. We'll lead at 43-17. They've got the basketball. And that is the wrap-up of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They'll remove it for you. Reach them in the white pages. Serving anywhere in Buffalo County. Arp passing it around the perimeter. They'll give it off on the left side here for David Erickson. And Erickson will stroke in the three. Oh, they put on the line. They're going to say that's just a two. Well, he was off on that left wing and was able to stroke it in. Cycling through is Wadalevich, and Wadalevich was open. Had they passed it to him, but they get it down low here for Chole, and Chole's shot is no good. And we've got a foul whistled on Kearney High. That'll be big number 55, Brian Arp. That is his first. And Machole Chole will go to the free throw line and will have two free throws. And free throw, back of the iron, no good. As he missed both free throws, Arp is able to pull down the rebound. And in the offensive zone comes Austin Mishu. Mishu on the drive. We'll flip it back out for Pocock. He's towing the three, and it is no good. Erickson trying to get the tip. Can't get that one to fall, as the Bearcats can't hit that three-pointer either. And finally coming out of there with it is going to be Shuck for the Islanders. They get it for Chole. Chole's going to kick it back out for Shuck. Shuck's going to drive. Gets the body against Arp, and he hits the basket. Shuck with a great drive, and he also bodied up Brian Arp. So Arp is going to be called for the foul and have a chance here for a three-point play for Shuck. And it's rolling around, and it eventually falls in. So Kearney High gives up the three-point play, and they get it up ahead here for Dakota Schreiner. Schreiner gives it to Damien Austin. Austin has the ball on his hip. He's picked up defensively by Allman. And Allman knows bright yellow shoes. You better have some game if you're going to wear shoes like that. And trust me, he does. Arp, he'll drive against Chole on the way to the basket before the shot. He'll pick up the foul as Chole with a little push. And Chole, that's going to be his third foul.
Third personal, first team foul.
First foul of the second half against the Islanders. He inbound the basketball here for Erickson. He'll give it off to Arp on that right side, and Arp shoots over the top of Chole and scores. As Brian Arp with the two. And now they'll kick it off right side for Shuck. He gives it back out here for Morrow. Back to Shuck on that right side. Off of the screen, but fighting through it is Damien Austin. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. There's Allman. Pocock's right there with him. A little penetration here by Morrow, and Morrow gets it in, but I think the foul was called well before the shot. And that will be a block on Dakota Schreiner.
No basket fouls on number 35, Dakota Schreiner.
So Allman is going to inbound it. They were just about to hand him the ball. And then they noticed that Arp had a little bit of a shoe issue, and he's fixed that. So Allman to inbound it. And they'll throw it in top of the circle here for Wadalevich. He'll give it right side for Tanner Shuck. Inside for Chole. Back out for Wadalevich. Inside for Chole, and Chole took an extra step. Yeah, that'll be another turnover on the Islanders. Unofficially, 11 turnovers compared to 5. So 11 turnovers for the Islanders, 5 for the Bearcats. And both teams playing pretty good defense, but not a ton of turnovers been whistled against either team. Pass left side, and there I say that, and then as soon as that happens, Kearney High turns it over. They pass it on the left wing, and Erickson, as he gets started, has a little stutter step that'll cost him the basketball. 47-20. And the pass on the inside, knocked away by Arp. Up ahead here for Dakota Schreiner. It's stolen away as Grant Allen makes the steal. And cutting through there, shot no good, but an offensive rebound. Wadalevich is able to make the putback as he missed the first one, but then is able to make the second. And Damian Austin now with direct traffic. It's a 15-point ball game, 47-22. Left side with the basketball is going to be Erickson. Erickson will let everybody cycle through. Arp now gives it top of the circle for Dakota Schreiner. Over for Austin. Allman will pressure him a little bit. And still dribbling is Austin for Pocock. Pocock looks to the inside. Schreiner gets it top of the circle, almost stolen away by Morrow. They give it off for Damian Austin. Austin from the elbow will shoot, find a little space, no good. Arp with the rebound, missed it, gets the rebound again, and that one he'll make. So Brian Arp missed a putback, but also made one. And Kearney High gets three shots and finally get 2 points out of it. The Brownies for Kearney High asking a rhetorical question of why the Islanders are quiet. Well, in part because they're down by 27. Pass on the baseline, shot up, no good for Morrow. Morrow fights for the rebound, missed that putback. And now they'll kick it back out. It's tipped out to Shuck, and Shuck also missed an opportunity here as he did get the one rebound. And now we got a timeout for Kearney High. Arp got the rebound, gave it out to Damian Austin. Austin slowly bringing the ball up, and we got a timeout here for Kearney High. With 3:48 to go in the third quarter, Bearcats lead at 49-22. We'll be back right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Kearney High with the basketball here. Damian Austin on a little dribble top of the circle, and he's going to be held. By number 13, Colton Stewart came in during the timeout. Bearcats lead it 49-22 during the timeout. A nice little, if you're happy and you know it, well, if you're leading and you know it, clap your hands. Kearney High did that. The student body from Grand Island getting into spirit too, because they chanted, if you're trailing and you know it, clap your hands, and they played right along. So rivalry, but we're having a little bit of fun with the Rowdies. Mishu on that right side will pull up a quick little jumper. No good. Chol is able to pull down the rebound. And so Kearney missed the shot, but the rebound by Chol Bile is able to pull it down. Around the perimeter we go. Left wing, the Islanders passing it out to Shuck. They'll give it back to Almond. Almond very quiet for a guy that's the leading scorer here for the Islanders, as Kearney's done a nice job of shutting him down. Shuck will give it here left side for Ewing. And Ewing will give it off right side. Shuck thought about the three, but doesn't want to shoot over the top of Birchall, who's playing great defense. There's a lot of guys out there for Kearney High. They've done a great job putting pressure on that perimeter and not allowing the Islanders to play their game. A little drive here by Stewart. Tipped around. Loose ball picked up by the Bearcats. They come up with the steal. As Mishu had it, now they get it inside for Brady Johnson. Johnson, ball fake. Everybody moved out of the way, and Johnson's able to take it off the glass and in. That ball fake got Chol Bile to get out of the way. And now here's Allman. They swing it around the perimeter. He'll fire a three. It's no good. Rebound tipped out. Last touch by whom? I have it being off of Damian Austin. Yeah, it is. Last touched. So Kearney High will stay on defense here. Schreiner's going to come in for Pocock with 2:13 to go. Third quarter, 51-22. Kearney High with a very comfortable lead. Joel Bell will set a screen after getting the inbounds, and he passes it off. They get it for Shuck. Shuck's going to drive. Shot no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Ewing, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. Ewing will drive, kick into the corner, three-pointer, up, no good for the Islanders, and we've got a foul on the rebound as Ewing tried that long three and then tried to get the rebound, and he gets the mount, commits the foul. So he commits the foul, his second, team's third of the second half. Less than 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And Damian Austin with the dribble, then Allman right there with him. That's a lot of basketball talent in a very small space as Allman's right with the senior Damian Austin. And now Birchall, backdoor cut, gets it to Damian Austin. Austin fouled before he puts up the shot. Trying to maybe lean in there and see if he could get a call and get to the free throw line. But it's going to be a hold that's whistled on Colton Stewart.
Second personal 14 foul.
So Schreider to inbound it, and they'll give it for Damian Austin. He's picked up by Allman. They cycle through, and Damian Austin jump stop in the lane, kicks it out for Austin Mischu. Mischu has the dribble, and he'll pick it up, give it out for Brady Johnson. Johnson between the circles, now picked up by Bell. Bell has it knocked away, but into the hands of Austin Mischu. Mischu trying to cut in, and Kearney High turned it over. It's stolen away from Mischu, and they get it to Bell. Bell has a shot blocked by Mischu, but they're going to call a foul. I think he was clean with his hands, but he got him with the body.
Second personal 14 foul to the line for the Islanders. Number 21,
so Bell's free throw. He's got two of them. The first one's up and no good. Score remains 51-22. And the free throw is up and good. So he misses the first, makes the second. Now checking in is going to be Jacob Morrow for Grand Island. And in for the Bearcats, going to be number 24, Jake Waller. So Waller the baller will check in as we've got a minute 5 to go here. Waller and Mischu both out there. Waller on that right side has a defender fall down. He's going to drive, take it off glass. He scores. But they're going to call a charge.
Offensive foul, number 24, Jake Waller.
Well, nice drive there for the sophomore, in spite of the fact that he is called for the charge. Jumper up left side, no good. Rebounded by Brian Birchall. So Birchall will pull down the rebound after another missed three-pointer here for the Islanders. And they're going to slow down the ball just a little bit. Austin and Birchall just playing catch. Got 30 seconds to go. Birchall, a little pressure put on, so he'll give it off here for Damian Austin. They won't pressure him at all. So the ball's on his hip now with 22 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 51-23, Bearcats up comfortably here, leading it by 28. And the more clock they can work off, the better. They give it to Jake Waller on the left side, who gives it for Austin Mischu. Mischu back out here for Damian Austin. 5 seconds left. Waller will fire the three on the left side. Off the mark. Rebound taken out of there. And a three-quarter court shot by the Islanders is off the mark for Tanner Shuck. Shuck got the rebound, but he couldn't hit the three-pointer as Kearney High heads to the fourth quarter with a 51-23 lead. As we'll head to the fourth quarter when we come back right after this.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation.
a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Grand Island has the basketball to start the fourth quarter. There's a cheer between quarters I got to talk about when we get a chance. The ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Islanders. At the Islanders missed a tough runner in the lane. It's dress red night tonight for the Rowdies. So a man with a long beard and brown robe with a staff moved them around and cheered, and then he had them split in the middle and he walked in the middle. Nice Moses reference here at the public school. As the parting of the Red Sea. Three-pointer on the left side by Schreiner is off the mark and rebounded out of there by Shuck. So the Islanders have the basketball. That was just plain flat-out funny. Pass out here for Morrow. Morrow has the ball knocked away. Arp comes up with it. Arp with the steal. Gives it up ahead for Damian Austin. No-look pass, and nobody's around Pocock, and Pocock will lay it up and in. A 60-foot no-look pass for Damian Austin. That was so good, you're just showing off now. So you get the steal, and then the long no-look pass, and now a chance for a three-point play as Pocock was hit in the act of shooting. So he missed the free throw attempt, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Kearney High. A couple of Islanders were there, and Erickson tipped it away from him. Seven minutes to go here in the ball game, as the Rowdies cheering the fact that the Grand Island student body leaving, and I think the chant was pack it up. We have a little hand check foul here on Peyton Pocock. Going to result in a couple of free throws coming up here. Nope, before the act of shooting, I guess. Seth Roberg going to check in here for the Islanders. 53-23. And the Islanders to toss it in. That's going to be Almond. Almond works it around here for Roberg. Roberg back around the perimeter here for Ewing. Gives it out for Almond. Almond will run her in the lane. And a little hand check foul going to be whistled on Pocock. That'll be a 1-1, as it's now 7 as a team on the Bearcats. So Pierce Allman's first trip to the free throw line will be a 1-1, and he makes the first. Earns him the bonus. Our score now 53-24. Second free throw on the way. That one rolls around and is no good. Arp's able to pull down the rebound here for Kearney High. And he'll give it off on the right side. Here's David Erickson. Gives it back out for Damian Austin. Schreiner's got it left side. Islanders will pressure the ball. Wondolevich staying right there with Schreiner, and they'll give it off here for Erickson. Erickson for Damian Austin. Austin backing in, working against Allman. Kicks it out for Schreiner, who runs in the lane. Shot no good. Arp with the rebound. He can't get that shot to fall, but he is fouled in the act of shooting. And he'll head to the free throw line. Trevor Wondolevich is whistled for the foul. So a 1-1 coming up here for Arp. And Arp's free throw is good. 54-24, 30-point lead here for the Bearcats. We're going to pick up back-to-back wins for the first time this season. That'll be their third win of the year. Their free throw is up and good. They got a stretch here where they can make some hay. They can pick up some wins. On the bounce is Allman. Allman gave it away, now gets it back, and Pocock going to be called for another foul. He cannot believe it. That's going to be his fourth. So I think he's going to come out of the ball game, I would assume, as Birchall's checking in. So Brian Birchall will come in for Peyton Pocock with 6:14 to go, and to the free throw line is Pierce Allman, and Allman, such a good free throw shooter. This is almost two shots here. The first one's up and good. It's a 1-1, but again, he's such a good free throw shooter. It's almost a given there'll be two shots. He does make the first. And the second one also. Hits nothing but the bottom of the well. So the lead now inside of 30. It's a 29-point ball game. Birchall just checking in. He's going to fire three, and he's going to hit it. The head on the right side, swung it back to the left, and Birchall wanted the ball, got the ball, fired the ball, and made the ball. Allman on the drive, a little bit too strong. Allman gets the rebound as it was tipped around. He got some ball fake, takes it off glass, and he'll score. So he missed the first, but then he's able to make the putback. Entry pass inside for Arp. Arp missed it. Now he'll put up another shot. No good. Gets another rebound. That one won't fall. And now he'll head to the free throw line. He had a couple of really good looks at it in there, but he was fouled in the act of shooting. And now he'll go to the line and shoot two. He was hit on the arm going on the way up by Roberg. So Arp shooting a couple here for Kearney High. And the first one is up and no good. Hit the back of the iron a little bit too strong. Arp, a 46% free throw shooter. Chuck checking in here for the Islanders. Second free throw for Arp, no good. And it remains 58-28 after a couple of missed free throws. Almond on the dribble is going to hand the basketball off here for Roberg. Back to Almond. Allman working against Schreider. A little spin move. Turnaround jumper. Good. That's pretty good defense, and that's even better offense because, wow, 15-foot turnaround spinning jumper by Allman. And right now, those free throws kind of getting him into a little bit of offensive rhythm here. Schreiner with the basketball. Looking at that Islander defense that's going man-to-man right now. Birchall gets it left side, gives it for Damian Austin. He'll step into a three, hit the front of the rim. Nice touch to go over the top, and he strokes in the three-pointer. It's 61-30. And Robert works it back around the perimeter. Here's Allman firing the three, a little bit too strong, and rebounded out of there by Schreiner. So Schreiner snags the rebound, and they'll get it to Birchall. Birchall's going to put it out to Damian Austin. He'll put it on his hip here with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. They give it off on the right side. David Erickson with a quick low jumper. It's no good. And it goes out of bounds. And Johnson and Mishu going to check in now here for Kearney High as the Islanders will have the basketball. For GI, Machol Chol checking back into the game as well. So he's trying to bring in the work ethic there as he had three rebounds in a relatively short period of time just a little bit ago. He'll check out of the ball. No, he's still out there. And we're going to have a little drive here by the Islanders, and a foul going to be whistled on Johnson.
Brady Johnson. Second person.
Good ball movement there by the Islanders. They got just a little bit of seam, and knifing through that seam is Roberg. And Roberg now will get two free throws as a result. The first one off the back of the iron and no good. So with 4:16 to go, it's still 61-30. Cats leading it by 31. And the free throw, no good. Mishu is able to pull down the rebound. So Austin Mishu with the rebound. He'll give it to Birchall. Birchall with the dribble. Gives it for Schreiner. Schreiner being picked up there by Shuck. Gives it off for Damian Austin. Austin dribbles, finds an open area. 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebound out of there by Chol for the Islanders. Allman with a little spin. Shoots over the top of Mishu. No good. Damian Austin trying to get the rebound. Can't. Now we're going to have a reach foul whistled on Kearney High. Chol came up with the rebound. And Birchall trying to get the ball out of his hands did, but he committed a foul in the process. So that's now 10 fouls on Kearney High. So two free throws coming up here for Machol Chol. And the free throw rolls around and it's no good.
In for the Bearcats, number 24, Jake Waller.
Grand Island now 7 of 19 from the free throw line. Kearney 11 of 18. Second free throw rolls around and it too is no good. Rebounded by Mishu. So Mishu snags the bound here for the Bearcats. And Birchall now has it in the offensive zone. He'll give it to right side for Jake Waller, who checked in during the free throws. Waller will give it off right side for Schreiner. Schreiner working against Shuck. Kicks it off left side. Birchall almost left before the ball got there. And great hands by him to keep the possession. Brady Johnson has it. Gives it to Waller. Waller, pass was a little tough for him. He had to put up just a really awkward shot. Wasn't able to flip it up and in. And snagging the rebound here is Roberg for Grand Island. Around the perimeter we go. Top of the key three here for Shuck. Will not fall. And the rebound by Chol. He's going to throw it in the back court. And that's going to be over and back. He came down with it and then outletted it to get it out of there. And he just threw it a little bit too high. So that'll be another turnover here on the Islanders. Checking in for the Bearcats is going to be Trevor Liebarger with 3:01 to go. And Liebarger is going to inbound it for Mischu. Mischu in the offensive zone near the paw. And he'll dribble a little bit, take it on that right side, trying to dribble around his back, and he's fouled. So he's going to go to the free throw line for a 1-1.
Fouls on number two, here's Allman.
For Allman, that's just his second foul. 61-30 with 2:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. Bearcats going to pick up their second straight win. One last night at Omaha Bryan. They're going to win at home tonight against the rivals from Highway 30. The Grand Island Islanders. So Mischu with the front end of 1-1 here. And he hits the front of the rim and rolls it around and it's good. So that'll earn him one more. A little body English put on that by Scott Steinbrook. Second free throw for Mischu is on the way. And it's good. So he makes a couple of free throws. And Mischu with 6 points in the ball game. Braden Root checking in a little bit ago. Works it around the perimeter, giving it for Roberg for the Islanders. Root now has it, working against Liebarger. Root gets it left side for Joe Houston. Houston's going to penetrate. Bounce it on that right side. And Roberg, his three is no good. And coming down with the rebound is going to be Johnson. So Johnson snags the bound. Now he has it on the low block. He'll kick it out for Jake Waller, who will fire a three, and he hits the three. Jake Waller strokes in the three-pointer, and we got a timeout here for Kearney High. That's just to make a substitution here. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for Check of Your Auto, Home, Life, or Business Insurance. Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Bearcats call a timeout. They use a 30-second timeout here, but only to make a substitution, so they use no time off of the 30-second timeout. It was just so we can bring in some more players here for Kearney High. And out there is going to be Alex Harris, and the loose ball is picked up, and the pass up ahead, no good. Kearney High misses the shot. Rebound taken out of there, and we're going to have a blocking foul as Tanner Shuck will now head to the free throw line for a couple of free throws. So Alex Harris picks up the foul. The free throw is up and good for Shuck. Minute 55 to go. Second free throw on the way, and that too is good. Blaine Morrow checking in here for the Islanders, and out is going to be Shuck. So Harris on the dribble, get the ball up ahead here for Waller. Anderson will give it back out here for Harris. Harris to Anderson. Anderson skips it out left side. Here's the three-pointer by Liebarger, and he hits it. Trevor Liebarger strikes in the three. And the obligatory We Own GI chant going on right now for the Islanders. Missed three-pointer. They work it back around the perimeter, and now we're going to have a foul on Anderson. And Roberg is going to go to the free throw line and will shoot three. So he'll have three free throws after the foul was whistled on Kyle Anderson. The free throw here is up and good. Minute 20 to go here, fourth quarter. Bearcats going to move now to 3-10 on the season. Grand Island going to fall to 4-10. Free throw, second one is no good. So one more coming up here for Roberg. And the free throw up and good. So Chris Langan Can't say he got the rebound because it went through the cylinder, but he'll give it off ahead here for Harris. Harris has it now in the offensive zone, gives it for Waller. Waller gets it inside for Langan. Langan's going to kick it back around the perimeter. Anderson has it on the left side. They'll give it for Langan. Langan from the elbow, a little spin move, a little push in there that might have been called if this was a closer game. And the shot's missed by the Bearcats. And coming out of there with it is going to be Root. And a long pass on that outside, tipped away by Kearney High as it goes out of bounds. So it's Islander ball. Roberg is going to toss it in here. 52 seconds to go as Liebarger will pressure it. And we're going to have Anderson call for his second foul of the game. They entered it inside. And Anderson trying to get there, but maybe didn't have the angle. And goes through the back. So Jeffries is going to go to the free throw line here for the Islanders. And Jay Jeffries' free throw was up and no good. Bearcats have committed 10 fouls, so this will be two shots. First one was no good. Second one for Jeffries, also no good. And rebounding it is going to be Chris Langan. So Langan with the rebound. Gives it for Anderson. He's used up his dribble, and he'll give it to Harris. Kick in the corner. Here's Anderson for three. A little bit strong. And Harris tries to come up with a rebound and can't. It goes out of bounds. Well, the Islanders come up with the basketball here. 30 seconds to go. And on the bounce is going to be Joe Houston. Houston gives it off right side here for Root. Driving now is Roberg from the top of the key. He takes it all the way down the baseline where Root has it. Root will get it to the elbow here for Morrow. 15 seconds left. They get it right back out here for Root. Entry pass inside. That's nice passing to set up the quick little jumper. It's no good for Jeffries. And coming out of there with the rebound is going to be Liebarger, and that's going to do it for the ball game.
Final score, the Bearcats win.
Kearney High comes up with a 69-34 win over the Grand Island Islanders. They'll have a little bit of time to continue to improve. They might want to play tomorrow because they won back-to-back nights for the first time this season. And the Bearcats are now 3-10 on the year. Next up for Kearney High, and they'll be taking on Lincoln East here on Top of the Hill on Friday night. And Lincoln East heading into the weekend with 6-6. So the way Kearney High is playing right now, certainly a game that the Bearcats feel they got a pretty good shot at as they win, defeating Grand Island 69-34. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Bisco Sports Post Game Report coming up right after this timeout.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Bearcats with a 69-34 win here in boys basketball to complete the doubleheader sweep over the Islanders. The Kearney High girls won it 73-41. Well, similar fashion here tonight for the boys as they win it 69-34. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ward storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. So Kearney now improves their record to 3-10 on the season. They won fairly comfortably last night at Omaha Bryan, and they win very comfortably tonight against the Islanders, 69-34. And just taking a look at the numbers, some of the things that jump out at me is Grand Island shot from the field. They shot only 21% on the night, and that's just outstanding defense to kind of cause that poor shooting. The Islanders were 3 of 20 from behind the three-point line, so they shot 15% from three-point range. They were 11 of 27 shooting free throws. They only shot 40% there, and you can't credit Kearney's defense for shooting that poorly from the free-throw line, but you certainly can for the shot selections and the tough shots that Grand Island had to put up here in the basketball game that kind of prevented them from having a little bit better shooting night than shooting 21% on the evening. Rebounding, Kearney High won that battle unofficially 36-27, so 9 more rebounds. And again, Scott Steinbrook told us that that was going to be key in this game. They need to out-rebound Grand Island to have a chance, and they did so. They out-rebounded them by 9. And in terms of turnovers, they also forced 6 more turnovers for the Islanders than Kearney High faced as well. And for Kearney, as I take a look at their shooting unofficially, I had them shooting about 48% from the field, and they were 10 of 18 from behind three-point arc. So they were shooting about 56% from three-point range. So the shooting much, much better for Kearney High tonight. Better shot selection. They really had better looks at it, and kind of got a hot rhythm a couple of times, and that really paid off dividends here for them as they win at 69-34. Let's take a look at some of the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, here for Grand Island. And for the Islanders, Pierce Allman finished with a dozen points tonight, but it didn't feel like he got on any sort of offensive roll at all until this game was decided. But Allman finished with 12 points. Tanner Shuck also with a dozen. Then after that, their scoring really falls off for the Islanders. Jacob Morrow had 3. Matol Chol finished with 2. Trevor Wadalevich finished with 2 points. And Seth Roberg with 2 points as well. For the Bearcats, again, a pretty balanced effort tonight. Even a fair number of the guys off the bench had some success, but the leading scorer is Damien Austin. He has 18 points on the night. David Erickson, solid effort as well. He finished with 13. Peyton Pocock with 8. Brian Arp with 8. Austin Mishu off the bench, he had 6. Dakota Schreider had 5. Brian Birchall had 3. Trevor Leibarger had 3. And Jake Waller also stroked in a three-pointer for his 3 points. Brady Johnson also with 2 points on the night. Leading rebounder, Brian Arp for Kearney High. He had 12 rebounds here in the basketball game. That's a full one-third of his team's number. David Erickson unofficially with 6. Austin Mishu had 4. Dakota Schreiner also with 4 rebounds in the ball game. And we mentioned it before, Kearney High shot pretty well from the field, 23 of 48 unofficially from the field. They were 10 of 18 from behind the arc, so they shoot 48% overall, but 55% from behind the three-point arc. And so they got some good in-out game. They got the ball passed around the perimeter and had some success as well. And the Bearcats cruise in this one, a final of 69-34. This is the MISCO Sports Post Game Show. MISCO Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ward storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at MISCO's. MISCO's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. We're going to take a break. When we come back, hopefully you'll have a chance to talk with Kearney High head coach Scott Steinbrook. We'll talk with the coach, hopefully, when we come back right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
MISCO Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco's Sports.
In the market for late model pre-owned car, SUV, or pickup? Come to Crossroads Ford in Kearney. They have all kinds of 2011, 2012, and 2013s in stock. Many brands to choose from. All have multi-point inspection and are priced to sell fast. Here's just a few. A new body 2013 Ford Fusion SE four-doors with low miles. 2012 Ford Focus SE or SEL. 11 Kia Soul with under 25,000 miles. 13 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive under 20,000 miles. 2011 Chevy Avalanche 4x4. 2012 Volkswagen Passat SE four-door. They will deal. They want trade-in. Stop and see them today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Bearcats with a 69-34 win as they jumped out fairly early in the game and never looked back as they win it over Grand Island by 35. And kind enough to join us to talk about it, Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach here for the Bearcats. And as easy as it looked?
No, it never is. But it sure did feel good. We got off to a great start. And that was the perfect storm tonight because, you know, they were coming off a tough loss last night. We were coming off a big road win. Place was packed, and we just came out guns blazing, hit some shots, and kind of established a home court advantage for the first time all year. You know, we've had some great crowds, but, you know, we've gotten behind early in some games, and our kids just, it was one of those nights. You know, it's one of those nights where as a coach, sometimes you just kind of sit back and let your playmakers make plays, and that's what happened tonight.
And you mentioned it when we talked about this game during the girls' game and halftime of the girls' game, that you really wanted to find a way to slow down Pierce Hallman, and you certainly did that. He was really never a factor in this game until it was decided.
You know, the two guys that had the individual defensive assignment, Peyton Pocock, Dakota Schreiner, until very, very late, we didn't have anybody else that was rotating on those guys, but it was an overall great team defensive effort. They had the individual matchup. We always had good help side defense. We always had good weak side defense. I get distracted here by all these. I have attention deficit right now.
But, well, a lot of people are coming up and telling you congratulations because it was such a great win tonight. And as you said, a couple of guys that you know, maybe get more of the attention defending Almond, but it really was a team effort.
Yeah, it was. You know, we talked about it in the pregame that our smartest individual defenders are Dakota Schreiner and Peyton Pocock. So most of the night they were on him. But it's not just about one guy stopping them. It's about the entire team. You know, that old Mike Krzyzewski, you know, the fist is that collective strength, and our kids did a great job defensively with the game plan.
And you also mentioned that rebounding was a key. I had you guys unofficially with 36 rebounds, out-rebounded by 9 or 10 in the game. And Brian Arp did a great job because they've got some pretty tall, athletic kids on the inside. But Arp does such a good – he had such a nice game tonight in terms of being in the right place at the right time.
You know, Brian Arp has been a big reason of kind of the way we've turned our season around here defensively on the boards. You know, we kind of forget sometimes. He didn't play last year. Kid had a broken leg, didn't play basketball. The last time he played, he was a freshman, and he was playing on the junior varsity team. And all of a sudden, as a junior, you know, he's the varsity center out there, and we have really high expectations. He is slowly and steadily becoming the player that we know he can be and that we want to see him, you know, down the road and in the future. But when he rebounds like that, that just fuels our transition game because a strength of ours is getting the ball to our point guard, Damian Austin. But we can't do that unless we rebound. And right now, BA is just on a mission getting a lot of rebounds, and that is really fueling not only us defensively but also on the offensive transition.
And you have that on the inside. Your outside shooting, unofficially, I had you 10 of 18 shooting from behind the three-point arc, and it just kind of seemed like they came in bunches. You guys had a stretch there where you – it wasn't like you were always looking to get that three-pointer, but it was there, and you guys took some really, really good shots from the outside and made 10 out of 18.
Yeah, you know, anytime you hit a couple shots early, it just fuels the confidence of the guys on the court and the guys coming in the game off the bench. But they were good shots.
Yeah.
You know, as a coach, sometimes we nitpick, and, you know, we don't like those first side threes, but at some point you got to trust your kids, you know, to make plays out there, and I think that's what happened tonight. You know, we did a good job of sprinting the floor, getting to the spots that they're supposed to be in. And, you know, those wing shooters, they have the green light. We want them to shoot threes. And when the ball goes in the hole, it makes the rest of us look pretty smart.
Yeah, well, when you start the game and you're ahead 20-2, you know, that just kind of fuels everything from that point. And it was both ends of the court and the crowd. You kind of hinted at it before. Great presence tonight by the Rowdies. Always do such a great job. Had the cheer of the year. Maybe Silent Night might be better, but the parting of the Red Sea between the third and fourth quarters, I mean, they were really into it. And as you said, the team allowed them to be into it as well with that great start.
Yeah, you know, bringing up that cheer, I got to share this. I knew something was going on. I'm trying to do my best Bill Belichick impression. You know, Mr. Serious, we're up 25. You know, yeah, hey, guys, stick with the game plan, defend and rebound. And our guys, nobody's making eye contact. And they're looking like right across the gym. You know, they got smiles on their faces. They're grinning about something. So when we broke the huddle, I had to ask Coach Pocock, I said, what just happened? Because I knew there was something going on. But, you know, we got to let our kids have fun. They play the game because they have fun. There was a lot of smiles out there tonight. And part of that's because we were winning. But part of it is that's the way they play the game. Those kids practice like they're a 10-2 team. Mm-hmm. They don't practice and they don't carry themselves like they're this, you know, woe is me having a rough year. They practice like they're 10-2. And we just keep telling them they're going to get rewarded with wins if they just stay the course. And it's been a test of their mental toughness this year, you know, because we've had some tough losses. But moments like this, nights like this, this is what they're going to remember. You know, they're not going to remember losing by 6 at Millard South when there was 27 people in the gym and it was just parents and brothers and sisters. They're going to remember playing in front of 1,500 kids with the crazy student section beat Grand Island and just playing for their teammates and for their school. So that was a special, special game tonight.
So you get the road win last night. You win it at tonight and at home. And so it's official. It is a winning streak. And you're in a stretch here where you play some teams that you really feel like you can do some battle with, starting with Lincoln East. And again, I don't want to say anything that's going to end up on anybody's bulletin board somewhere, but this could very well be the beginning of really where you want to get your program at.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, we've been in every game, you know, as we've gotten into the second semester here. You know, we lost a couple of the conference tournament, but they're close competitive games. If our kids are really buying in right now. They understand that if we execute our game plan and we lock teams down defensively, heck, we held a pretty good offensive team to less than 40 points right now. If we lock teams up defensively, take care of the rebounding situation, that we are going to have a chance to win every game. It doesn't matter if it's Omaha Bryan, if it's Grand Island, if it's Lincoln East, Creighton Prep, whoever is on our schedule. If we do the little things right, we are at least going to give ourselves a chance in the fourth quarter, and that's all we can ask. Then you just make some plays, and next thing you know, you pick up another win or two.
All right, football wizard, since you're like, you know, fantasy football king of the world here, who you like, Mo?
Who do you
think's going to win tomorrow?
I like Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos, but I think the New England Patriots have just had one of those very solid, steady seasons, and the Seattle home field advantage is awfully darn tough. I think that'll be a good game. Kaepernick is kind of rolling right now, but I'm going to say New England and Seattle.
And you know what? I'm flipping it. And you saw where I finished in our league. Let's go with your guess.
And next week we'll have the conversation in terms of who was right.
And we will, Scott. Congratulations.
Thanks,
nice game. Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach at Kearney High. Bearcats with a 69-34 win. So they win last night at Omaha, and they pick up a huge win against their arch rivals from Grand Island comfortably, 69-34.